Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host, Director of Artistic Planning and Engagement of Newport Classical, Trevor Neal. How are you today, Trevor?
I'm doing quite well, thanks for asking. Before we get things started, let's thank our sponsors. None of what we do here is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Gruben Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Trevor, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Jamie, today we explore a piece of music that was way ahead of its time in world music influences. Rimsky-Korsakov's Scheherazade throughout paints many colorful musical pictures with heavy influences from Eastern Asian culture, or what was known at the time as Orientalism.
Go on.
Well, during the winter of 1887, as he worked to complete Alex Borodin's unfinished opera Prince Igor, Rimsky-Korsakov decided to compose an orchestral piece based on pictures from 1001 Nights, as well as separate and unconnected episodes. Scheherazade consisted of a symphonic suite of four related movements that form a unified thing. It was written to produce a sensation of fantasy narratives from the Orient. Initially, Rimsky-Korsakov intended to name the respective movements in Scheherazade Prelude, Ballad, Adagio, and Finale. However, after weighing the opinions of many of his friends, as well as his own aversion to a too definitive program, he settled upon thematic headings based upon the tales of the Arabian Nights.
So it's like Aladdin.
Well, sort of, but not quite. How about we just dive right in? Jamie, you're in for a treat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa, what stunningly interesting music. I can hardly wait to see what you bring in next time. It's always a joy having you, Trevor.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it, Jamie, and I hope all of you at home enjoyed it too. But before I say goodbye, another big thank you to our sponsors, the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and of course you lovely people listening right at home. It's always great to be with you, Jamie.
It's great to be with you too, Trevor. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun! I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!